Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I want to meet them. Come here, let's have life. But you may feel some kind of armed robber is in your house, or an intruder, or somebody came into your house. You know, we yamba show, because how did that person get here? It is going to be a very serious thing. It was a watch. This is why I tell people, say me, honestly, the point I'm not from back of you. You're being for. Whoever is on the switch, I'm not too happy. In your beer, near Amfofa. Besum ya me, maminya me krangwaji ya huwe juma. Atiya me unu wa Christopher ono se enchenu wa mafada mfo. Wa mafada mfo ni wye ya anu wa mwobeko. Obonsam kure ni mazemu wa meke. Enchenu wa mwobeko. Omo starti wa mungwa si antoko anuwa. Christosumu nye ufe. When they begin their madness, Christ is someone you offend. The original one, Chen, or Messi, Unimno. You don't know that person. Upon a coffee. Opa, team a footoon, Flumuna, Mobeto, Mewa. Opa, team a footoon. Opa, swat touching it. Now, so what would you do with a mechanical? Say, Omudidua. Don't talk to me about it. I'm talking to the wise only. Adiye ba kwe wradi asamiye ni se eyi jimiye fri nipa kume. The Bible said a jimisem a chichirabo frakuma ho. Atene tene aba. Ebe mane fri ho. It is not part of my submission, but I would love us to read just for your learning and your development as a Christian. Can I say a good amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not part of the submission, but since this is Bible study, let us read. Praise God. And the scripture is Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 15. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 15th verse. The Bible said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from the child. Can I see it in a different version? In this version of the scripture, it said, children just naturally do silly, careless things, but a good spanking rather will teach them how to behave. My job as an end time prophet and assigned specifically to this nation and to the body of Christ is to cause the Christians to behave. That is my assignment. I understand my assignment clearly and very well. My assignment is to address injustice, cruelty, wickedness, unrighteousness, unholiness, people that have gone into misbehavior in the name of the Lord. My assignment is to bring them back in order and in shape and cause them to behave. So let's see how this one puts it, this other version. In this version, the Bible said, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline, correction, administered with godly wisdom and loving kindness, will remove it far from him. The last version, interestingly, says, young people are prone to foolishness. Young people. Ubi befe Christu fofura. Adiye we. Ubi shiebi. Ya mani hunu ya wabishia. Anytime the person say, you know, I'm ever slamming all machines or more, you have just met foolishness. Yari woman is slamming to me, ya, sorry, ni jimie. I am not saying it isn't the Bible. You see, I preach the word of God, nothing else. The reason why so far nobody has taken me to the High Court, Supreme Court, and charged me of anything, because they know that the guy is still quoting scriptures. He's preaching the word of God. This morning on my radio program, a guy wrote, he said, this is the pastor who uses the Bible to insult people. At least you spoke the truth. He uses the Bible, then blame the Bible. Blame the Bible! Hallelujah. Now let's read it in my language. In my language, the Bible specifically says, listen to exactly how he puts it in my language. He said, "A jimisam chichira bofra kumaho." Mijiba abruba kuno ose a jimisam a bata abofra kumaho. And then sachi Bible no tese kuyapim chi Bible ose na entia swaba emani friho. Ahanu ose atene tene aba ebe mane friho. It is the difference in this particular version. They say, "Ejimisem, echechere, yadi achechere." Because yadi bibi achechere bibi huwa, you know, yadi achechere yadi abibare hu. Echechere abofrana kuma hu. Yetine tine ebesane. Yetine tine nuwa ebesane. Tine msime menye sofu alabasta anankameko. Epa tine tine. Nipebiya trimu yani de trimu dene traswa be unu se edi a hand time ba na we as yedi echiri. So many people have lost their marriages. Trimu dene tra. And whilst I'm dealing with the error of Balaam, yeah, I will come to the place of the error of complacency, the error of trimu de. I haven't got into that yet. Possibly 9 episode or 10 episode. Sad. You probably pray. Boy, yeah, and one day I'm going to go to you. Me, I can boldly say it to you. How can God give somebody an opportunity? 32 years old, starts a bank, and the bank, you know, spreads all over the country. Almost about 30 or so, up to 40 branches within just a short time. 5 years, he's managing all these kinds of things. Ask me, what went wrong? The moment we take off our eyes from the focus, the main focus, and go to into the side attractions, the trouble starts. Pork parties, poolside parties, trek over the weekend, takra day, take stuff there. And then you start drifting from the main course to perversion. Perversion! Contamination. The trouble starts. The trouble starts. Because lifestyle determines spending. If I choose a very simple lifestyle, it determines my spending. So it's easy for me to do that. But the moment I got into certain lifestyles, and all that, and yes, I mean me. The moment I get myself into that particular lifestyle, the problem starts. Before I may allow you to take your seat, if you and I have chosen a lifestyle. Because my best year, dear one, I dear mammy. Dear one, I dear so me. Am I communicating? the one are there some me. It is suddenly. Maybe I said, you know, I had your name. I'm going to use a lifestyle hotel, mommy. I have chosen a lifestyle. And the moment I choose a lifestyle, I need to fund the lifestyle. Tinas here. That's the brain. Praise the name of the Lord. I need to fund the lifestyle. A young man that, you know, went into all these now, and everything runs down. Boy, you know, Tongo, the Modi Musika Kugugu, Omotimidi Boot, Sikanafa, plane, no ma farm, a girl, so no more, the gum, a year party will be one more party in Yasa, says. Timota! I say, Grofu Sika, it's gone. And boldly started another business. Depositors' funds is gone. Interestingly, they come boldly walk about the place. Dingas halfway Nadia Fanese, for example, Nanko Oma Sorini. Tuesday! Wait here, now wait here. Bia Kutan Babu no Muti Yam Yasam. I promise you, they will never go into this contamination. The word of God is sent to my fresh or mammy. The word of God be bob was swatch a children sack and well with them. Susai and Sano Jewada. Susai in Sano Jewada. Go home, I mean, say with Jawa. Bet me a book to a man pam well with them. Mr. Wabiba, sorry, Wabi, Chiam Radia Sam, Sabaya, na Baba, Wawesiso. Na, will be what any little continent feel when you have some kind of what we eat bongos. Or no, Abaya, na Baba, one way, I wouldn't eat bongos. Proverbs chapter 13, the Bible was talking about that kind of woman. In the word of the Lord, I have not yet even come to a discourse of exactly what I would love to talk about. Proverbs chapter number 13. Israel, maybe some itra, a year it do emiens. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at verse number 1, the Bible talks about something very interesting. Now, look at it. And I feel everybody in this building needs that kind of grace and a blessing. Look at verse number 1. He said, put it on the screen, you know. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A scorner, he cannot hear rebuke. Put it in my language. Obenyansa fuo tie neja atine tine fedi fuo die untie die ah you got it ubia wodifa kofi odro preaching atete no ompentwe animu yetwe animu a wompe the car some children on that sit down. On penal. I don't know what you are, Miss. Answer me, de Waba has he internet. What's him saying? No, what's him saying? The Holy Ghost brought you here to be trained. A brand new was my for Paul, I called Damascus, he and any fry it. Or call fear be more Damascus, a quiet deaf and any mere friend or ten straight. The Bible said the Lord spoke to a disciple, a teacher, a rabbi by the name Ananias, and said, I have somebody I would love you to train for me. He's on standby waiting for instruction. The Bible said that immediately that, you know, the Lord sent him by prophetic direction. Fahakoha udruwas to kwainwai nidin de seno uraho. When and the man was there, he was praying according to the description of God. As a crutch, so read the mention. Didn't say who is 3 months training. 3 months. Into Paul Nwankasa Kachoro say, covet earnestly the best gifts or pursue kasa. Learn from the best. Go and learn from the best. There are skills and there are keys in life. There are strategies in life. There are secrets in life that you will need somebody who knows it to be able to tell you. I speak to the young ladies all the time, and I tell them that if I've been married for 23 years, I think that I can tell you something that works in marriage and relationship. I think that I can be able to do that. It may come here, you need to get it. So when I started talking about the era of Balaam on my first episode on that Sunday, I talked about the way of Balaam, the doctrine of Balaam, and what was the third thing? Of course, it's the subject, the era of Balaam. The way of Balaam, the doctrine of Balaam, number two, and of course, the era of Balaam. Balaam no American wants him. No, he was not a bad person. He was, the theologians have termed him as a soothsayer, but I will refute that. They have argued about his, you know, office. He was a prophet. Why will they hire a soothsayer when there are better astrologers and magicians and necromancers and palm readers and all kinds of people are comfort there? The man spoke and it came to pass. Anything he pronounces on you, it shall come to pass. So they hired him to come and declare against the nation of Israel. How can I curse the people that God has blessed? He even knew his source. That if God blesses, I can change it. If God curses, I can change it. My source is God. If it is any other, like, you know, like Baal or like Ekron and, you know, all these stuff that came from, like Dagon or, you know, Beelzebub or any of these things, I can overturn it. And the only reason why he can overturn it is because he's coming from a different source. And this is why I can debate the theologians that he was not a soothsayer. Satan cannot cast Satan. He couldn't be a soothsayer. Jesus said, if Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom is divided. And it will not stand. That was where Jesus was making a public acknowledgement that Satan has a kingdom and is standing. So on Sunday, I talked about four kingdoms. In my introduction, I was saying that the first kind of kingdom is in Daniel chapter number 4 and verse number 17. Put it on the screen and let us work. Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse. And the Bible said, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living men know that the Most High ruled in a kingdom of men. So the first one is the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, if I buy something from you, it is considered an exchange. If you have yam and I have money, we exchange. It works in the kingdom of men. And when I buy something from you, you should give me an evidence that I bought something and you gave it to me and I also exchanged money. They call it receipt. It works in the kingdom of men. I was saying on Sunday that if I married the day whose surname was Halm, H-A-L-M, I can throw her ham away and put my udru on her. It only works in the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, a man shall leave his father and mother and be cleaved unto his wife, and both of them shall become one flesh. For what God has put together, let no man put asunder. It works in the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, when a man dies, he can delegate his son to be his successor. That's the kingdom of men. But interestingly, he says something that is at the tail end of the whole submission. He said, and God giveth the kingdom of men to whosoever he wills. He picks up the basest of men. Put it in a different version. In the tail end, listen to the other version. He said, he can give them to anyone who he chooses. And even to those who are the least important. That I have also seen, that God can lift people who are least important and put them on the high seats. Oh yes, he does that. Yeah. God can choose to whom to give the kingdom of men to. Say a good amen. Let me use the president of Ghana for example. His Excellency was condemned and disdained, and everybody said that His Excellency could never become president. But God chose the basest of men and put him there. And this is why when His Excellency forgets what the Lord has done, he's going down where the Lord picked him from. Is that truth? The Lord drops you like a hot killer willy, you are coming down. And it applies to all of us. I still have a car. And that car reminded me where the Lord picked me from. I still have clothes. And those clothes, I have kept them intentionally so that you will not be puffed up. Now, very interestingly, they misconstrued or misinterpreted two things. When you are courageous and bold, they misinterpret it as pride. Yeah. If go to a nursery school, a child that is courageous, a little different from all the children there, is considered rude. Miliaburochire from Mabibaha na mekacha and says, sit down. And the child asks why. Everybody think Omu adiye. But the child is asking a good question. Why do you want me to sit down? Can you help them for me? Follow suit. Your job is just follow suit so that I don't get distracted. Do that for me. This is why so many people have been crushed or different from all the children. It will be for a parent, the best school, yes, suspended. And the mother cannot even ask a DNY. Why are you suspending? Because teacher can't say, and where you are not. You don't be saying, you are not being or my. You miss a no. At you, Ghana, for you know, the traffic will be at the super paper. But could you find a baby with you now? Yeah. Sa entertain wa yenya ye no amaya ye timid. Upa fagana ni jina onefa alata ni jina hobi hua akukudru wa alata ni mo. Alata niko police station, nefa gana niko police station. Gana ni nime pacho, alata ni nime pacho. Ya denatumu, babi huno sa still bibi wu ni mo. You be one that talks back. I see my wife always cringing in the seat. Every 15 minutes on the W3 service to finish, she is at the edge. Because when you're used to that kind of courage, hallelujah. The second kind of kingdom that I talked about, interestingly, we were talking about, I think it's Luke chapter something. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 9. Luke the 10th chapter, the 9th verse. Interestingly, look at the word of the Lord. The Bible said, heal the sick, that is the reign, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. So the second kind of kingdom is the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 26 and verse number something. Rather, chapter 12 and verse number 26. Yea. Matthew chapter 12, 25. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. We're talking about the kingdom of the devil. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom that is divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Now, listen to that very carefully. If you have a fiancé and a fiancé, and every time you are fighting, your marriage and relationship will not work. Jesus is giving an outline of a principle. Every house that is divided against itself, husband and wife does not, they don't agree. The Bible said that marriage will not stand, that house will not stand. Sometimes I see brothers and sisters and they are enemies, complete enemies. One young man was telling his brother, "Kachira wobano uwa. What for? I just say, if we move, my brothers and sisters, because Omodos on the bill became very small. The bill became very small. Where you be? Can you imagine? It was only me. That's why we saw my over America, we saw for Canada, my UK, or so my. And so my Yanni see, you know. Ukomo bebu. A woman can be angry with a husband, and this fight can linger on for like 3 months, and they are living in the same house. And they come and say that Bible study and me book quotation what children who can kind and he told you no to be no free heart was uncle to one and talk with one on this and they call themselves Christians. I would tell it to you, Nyamintiumo. We are sorry, couldn't Christ unto if I get married and you can't be happy for me, the Holy Spirit is not in you. Boldly, me ma worry, but when in your mame, me win Miss Ghana, you are not happy for me. That is a different spirit. The Holy Ghost is not in you. Oh, where too, when you say, you man, the public brave call hell from church. Many people, even people sitting here, be brainy chirabon zem jim. Posisa, usuban kankano wakume fino, obetu wachene. Na Christo moja ahuhuro. Oh, you can clap your hands, I'm speaking to the world. Posisa, your life will come to Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 26 and 27. So what he has some no be ye jadi and what ye jaro, yeah. That he will cleanse us, sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of the washing of water by the word. What I'm doing right now is washing of water by the word. And that he will present Alabaster International Ministry as a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. But that the church, the people that attend, not the building, should be holy. There are many people sitting here in Olizi who are very far away from holiness. Serious. Very far away from holiness. Think about what I just said. Papa niye, yeah, so for the nyamia chibi. Where we are kwa hu ukuno ni mako munachire. Misi nyamin too. And then Obi saw someone had your phone in here. Is it doomed TV?
Doomed TV no.
Me and I'm doing cigar to TV. Doom no. I didn't COVID regional TV. Doom TV. Hallelujah. I would have been the swim. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1. Christo Mayo no sane beyo. A brenu and a dono ubienim. Make sure those scriptures are also building up online for all those people to be able to follow exactly what we are dealing with. But the Bible said, but of the times and of the season, brethren, ye have no need that I shall write unto you. In the second verse, the Bible said, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come. The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And then in the third verse, he says, and when they shall say, peace and safely, safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. That's a strange word. We will take our time sometime to be able to run through it, because it appears in most of the scriptures which we read oftentimes. In the fourth verse, listen to exactly what the word of the Lord says. He said, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Do better than that. You may be on my sudden income. I was saying, the only thing how you this day will not overtake you like a thief is for you to be put to remembrance. Teach them. Teach it to them. Let them know that they are strangers. They are temporary. We see if we are see interesting. Who will be in them when you see a few pen a woman? This is why Siri Chile ni pebi Afri Sini Panza. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how many the people are. Anybody who comes to church and want to say hello to me, including the children in the children's church, I make time to say hello to them. Sometimes I see that every Sunday. Say hello to you on Sunday. I said, that's blessing. Lay hands on them, pray for them, and all that. Why would you want to do that? When you answer, you be true, baby, no, I had a kankang. What done you had a kankang? You have a time walk out with you. Sabre de Kindisi, and Chow be pie, or pie, or be pro, or pram, what be reno. Ipediani ata, dear, I wrote the ato. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 1. Ye nim se. But jire ya sa si son to madanwa. Ye wo fie bi wo soro wa wan fansana ye. We know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands. Put it in my language. Why is it that sometimes they don't get my language online and on television? Why can you put it here and it can't go there? All right, we should find a way to do that. You know, sir, we get three as our season to Madano. You be there, fear me, you free with young couple. A dying one fan, son, a year, yeah, it was through. It is who, sir, we nipper who are not here, we are done it or tear. And yef, I dominate brown winter. And yef. A lady was telling me of how the mother was taken into the mortuary somewhere, and whilst they were almost be worn, and a woman who no more chain and a whole wire. I believe Tia was already almost 100 years, 102 actually. Who be called the Abbey Wada can cry a worse than a baby near wire? Baby neighbor, the Begina Found said your warfare, sister. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due season He will lift you up. Yeah. Say a good amen. I'm telling you, I will not come to this church and still be carnal and still be a hypocrite. I will not attend this church hearing the pure gospel of Christ Jesus and still be proud and arrogant and a witch. I will not attend a church like this and be a witch. Say a good amen. Yeah. So I'm talking about the error of faith. But interestingly, we talked about two Sundays ago, we talked about the error of greed. And this Sunday, we talk about the error of worldliness. Worldliness. Yes! How will you feel if you came here and I was a Rasta man? There is nothing wrong with Rasta, but I did you a honomwa emphataye. You can be a Rasta, to have your Rasta man, Jah Rastafari. It's fun. But how will you feel when people begin to stigmatize you that was often had and wake up and come on, sorry, and how are you going to feel? And I will buy, you know, my soponi, my kills, my soponi. I bought my hair to crew, asumadia waha, PSN, my PSA, it be able to touch my soul. How will you feel? The Bible said, "Munya diena fe fe fe." Ni kwanzo, ni kwanzo. Adiye biwa enye fe, ene enye ni kwanzo. What is the quotation? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Put it on the 14:14. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 4, verse 40. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. In a different version. This version, interestingly, says everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. Another version says, Christ is not going to be done. Christ is not going to be done. We will be done. Bull be a suicide, any pan or a courteous and considerate in everything. Courteous! And open up a can with radio, so say, maybe to me too, fun papa. Efon, will be too fun be yama. We are so far, we will be through quotation. Hallelujah. Efon, ankasa. But let everything be done decently and orderly. Yeah. In my language, he says, Munya di na fe fe fe. Ne kwain so. Ne kwain so. A diye bi owa enye fe. Enye fe. Ebana, you know, Jerry Kells, Ebutua. Enye fe. I took a trousers today to put on, and then in my bedroom I felt it was too tight. Unkumra wa tibu munu wa nebeka sache wa se krache buroto. Enye fe! Enfe sofwa ashed trousers hachi chiri weja padie nomni adie. But what is the intention? Motive ne none ni ewe. Mayana wushi gya amano. We want to know. Upe sini pe mwisi ukura niema. No, but the focus then has shifted. Did No, I don't want you to disturb my flow. Yeah. Mama, go on for that day. Oh, wait. Nikwa, I didn't know any kwanzo. Any effect? Any effect? Ni Yesu kasa super biwa. Any effect? It's not nice. Any effect? This Saturday, we are going to have a very special prophetic morning service. We are receiving Apostle Prophet Isaac Appiah. One Saturday only. This Saturday, 6:30, right here. It's going to be awesome. Yesterday was his birthday, and we celebrate him, amazing man of God. He's, you know, clock 49. We are expecting the big time birthday next year, 50th birthday for him. Say amen. My father-in-law, the day's father, also clocked 70 years last Saturday. Because of the condenser, we couldn't travel to be with him. So we have decided to go surprisingly, to go and surprise him and celebrate his 70th birthday with him. Hallelujah. So you can't miss Saturday morning, 6:30. I want this prophet of God to pray for you. And this is finishing grace and finishing anointing. Say a good amen. I put it on the screen before we close. Hallelujah. Adie bi o ha nye fe. O yere kasa yin tu fo ma no. Adie a wo ba mpene se watia no. They don't want that. Betia de de obe mo obe poto. Obe bi ampesa. No woman wants that. The moment I begin to speak, you know, capriciously, the moment you kill their spirit, instantly, you kill their spirit. You want to touch your wife in the night, you have a way. Well, you didn't know why you can prepare the woman in course of the day. Just signs and wow, prepare. And I'm saying, when you're to Tony, I'm a year to Tony, I'm a chop money, when you're feeding, if you wouldn't, you're a baby, she's so. Yeah, I'll be a baby, she's so, I'll be she's so. Sorry, I'm zooming your ear. Wouldn't you was sent an answer? The baby key is me, Ubiba. Quadrare, Chumatuam, Chuahemu. True Nantam, true Trumo. We got it. Boys, Munsimo Dross, Munsimo Sauce, Ramon Totomo Niema. Nequans. Yeah. Into Tuadiena. I tell the women of in Love Talk, you know, Singles Round Table. Ladies' night and all that. Tell the people, don't keep a brazier and wear it more than once. Simple solution, 7 braziers a week. 1 each day. Nice plan. Nice plan. Because they said, yeah, ne riabui. What time brazier and a sign church now? May I will suffer. You be anywhere mean to be in Ganjra. As someone ye will be. So I'll be catching up, make catch them. And I agree, draw so the Minyama, so Brazy and one seminar make a teeny. Yeah? And maybe some of them are running from a hygienic error. onim kwan ye obetimi afa so aka akere
injini munye
injini munye uti asma me ka jona ami police injini munye injini munye we are sorry ben we meet my catch aji alabaster me be ka so much over as unti unti
injini munye
injini munye ase honye fix the engine. Sort the engine out. Ne kwan so ne kwan so. E me bibi anya fe fe fe. Cause when you know your spiritual body labor hold the crab the kreishka. Engine nun kwa pampa bit ma shut it on so me down. Atiko. Home not atiko. Yena ne kwansa ne kwansa fefe hallelujah praise the name of the Lord so I was talking about the era of worldliness that have crept into the house of the Lord honam is taking over. And one thing that you know, Apostle Giorgiante was quoting from Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 1. He was dealing with the carnality or the worldliness that have crept into the house of God. Say a good amen. The Bible said he started by saying, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. He goes in verse number 2 and said, this only what I learn of you, receive you the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. In the third verse, he said, are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, that you have been made perfect in the flesh? Interesting. Let us read a couple of scriptures and then we can be able to proceed. Let's read a couple of scriptures. I have been considering few scriptures like James chapter 4 and verse number 3. James the 4th chapter, the 3rd verse, he said, ask. You ask, and you receive not because you ask amiss, and you may consume it with your lust. Go to a different version. In this version, he was talking about, you know, and when you ask, you do not receive it because your motives are bad. I read it on Sunday. And the reason is because, put it in our language possibly, let's see exactly how the Bible will put it. You see, God is dealing with the heart, the conscience, and the motives all the time. It's not your physical appearance and what you are thinking to do physically. So, I want to read you through or carry you through Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16. One of the day's lovely favorites where the Bible talked about to walk in the spirit and not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Put it on the screen. Let us work. Can we read it together? Ready and go. Yay. Ready and go. You are reading it in the wrong, you know. I said Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. Ready and go. Hallelujah. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 23. First Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 23rd verse. Ready and go. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me. I put it in a different version. In this one, the Bible says, interestingly, we are allowed to do anything, so they say. That is true. But not everything is good. Wow. Not everything is good. Read the next line. Let's go. We are allowed to do anything. But not everything is helpful. So first, and not everything is good. The next, not everything is helpful. Am I talking to the wise? Not everything is good. Then not everything is helpful. To the born again believer, not everything is good. Then we come to the place where not everything is helpful. See, the fact that I'm a Christian doesn't mean anything goes. That cannot be accepted in the life of the believer. There are sisters in Christ who will go and sleep in your boyfriend's house and you find nothing wrong with it. That is not helpful. You find nothing wrong with that. You hear one sudden one sound better now. I'm serious. Put it back and put it in a different version and let us learn something from God's word. In this version, the Bible is saying, you say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. In the next verse, interestingly, listen to exactly how the word of God puts it. I have the right to do anything you say. But the house of God, and you are not thinking character. Character! But will be a war is looking for character. Every wise young man is looking for a woman with character and not with big nyash. Character! We need nufu, but we subain. Character. There are so many people in church. Lelele bashada da kada da mahada da. No character. We turn so ne bonya me. Eye kan kain. I tell the people. I don't want to hear. Mimi jinae. So we are suffer now. We are zam. Men found you preaching minti. That is my life. You are contaminated, and I don't want you to contaminate me. We are a gospel musician. You don't have character. It will be very difficult for you to come and sing here. It will be better. Yeah, I am better. Namu maya mum to be a mani dino so muni minka. For a radinica, see, this is my faith, too. This is my conviction. There are so many people, me, I will never invite. We'll be charging 10,000 here, 2 years, I'm going to be a scalp. We didn't sing to man. We sang it unto the Lord. He has inhabited our praises. Agbena. This is a holy altar of God. This is a holy altar of God.
But main for Bible reading mutumiti asset ye me ye Christo ni. Me be so ma sendiam na ma pa me ho echi na me di Christo echi. Eno ne bo brano am pese me bo. If your husband cannot boldly say you are a Christian, I think that your Christianity has a lot of deficiencies. If your wife cannot say me jina he me yiri ntimi ni me ho adanse say ah kodro we ye Christo ni. The whole preaching and one will leave you. Na or cut would you preach him? Have me preach was a 3 years ago. The moment Yakasahi, she has nullified my ministry. To be real, Christ was something I was saying, wow, but just like Matthew chapter 3, verse number 8 was talking about. Matthew, the third chapter, the 8th verse, the Bible said, bring forth therefore fruits meet or worthy of repentance. That repentance has fruits. Repent will be such an adrenaline, a waba. This is Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Let's read Luke chapter 3, verse 8. Same chapter, same verse. Interestingly, he says the same thing. He said, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And he amonsu abe fata a chime adrenaline such. To Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22, talks about those fruits. He talks about, you know, the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, you know, the fruit of meekness, temperance, you know. And let me talk to you about one fruit, truth. No kore. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Interestingly, this is one of the every Christian must know this verse of scripture. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are true. Assembling in imperative. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. Things that are true. And you know, And so, Revelation chapter, before we go there, put this in a different version. Maybe let's learn how these other writers put this whole thing. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. I'm reading that particular in different versions of the Bible. And then interesting, we can move. And in conclusion, my friends, fill your minds with things which are good and that deserve praise. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. And honorable. Honorable, the girl tinane kemu ekofanu uwire muwa. That word does not deserve to be on you. Kasu will be honorable is the same word for reverend. To reverend dia we shiwi esesi to call ni free ni mini. Now when you are crying, yeah, Reverend, are you doing it true? And what say you to me? Tell me, guys, how to hear we are. Opa, I remember both Reverend for a did true from Abuja to Ghana. There are gays, openly gay, omo Abuja, omo blessed Papa Yi. I'm Gina Hannah Mama, the true moons and Abbe Thomas. Sister, I'm in Guadian Wing, I'm you. Serious. Guadian Wing. I have 5 minutes to close the service, but from next week, I am going to introduce a question and answer time to my service on Tuesday. So that Bibi Chile Wagner, so quotation, I'm a boy, I want to hear. I will sit down here and take questions and answer the questions as best as I can do by the help of the Holy Spirit. Say a good amen.
Until we start from next week. Amen. Every Tuesday. Who bet me grab this question from last Sunday? Preaching me preach and I say you can ask a question. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 10. Dinokre.
Dinokre!
Yekunukre dinokre. Be faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. Dinokre. Dinokre. Nipa be brenya no kwafo. And yes, eje kuwa in America. Many people that GRE nya no kwafo. Same as passport office, same as ECG, same as what they say DVLA. Many people there are not an okafo. Yinchini yinchini. Baba ya ye yine di. Adi ya umre bonus obuwa so ni ubiya kudin komo na fine kosi he enanko koji 200,000 will be ho ede woma peni abedi echiri di. Adi we enye ade fofra. It's not a new thing. Don't be hypocritical. Omo abe kan wasam no fine juma umu di no no. Obi wa so hunu president $50,000, $10,000, $20,000. A common thing yen na ni yetesa asemu. So don't be hypocritical. There are people still in the Jubilee House who do those things. Omo di anya so omo kan keke, omo je, omo je di awie. There are people like that. Tell truth. Na menu wa tesoro no enu kwafo. O sheye na. Omo e di bone na nkasa omo ho and God knows them. And yame ti wakuma na be hunu se yame waya yure tofo. If wakuma no be son wa chichira humane se nwa. Then you will know God is at work. Come dinipa to the point that people who work at the Jubilee had Daniel's reserve for. Chairman, hey, chairman. What is that for? Seat of government? Huh?
Dinokure!
And fa komu niwe nim dinokure. A common tea, my baby, or honor more. A dear is a way, and now a common tea. As I make a chili, who be a baby who's as make a chili. A common at all. Sargent, a common wagon. A common tea. A summer be up as we be to son our teachable. A common tea. A common tea. A common tea, also for baby, message, and Cassas as he preaches. Obi be fe Kristo na aba beten mu ngru ngru aba beten mu nyame suru tini mu nyame sompa tini mu trini tini mu adwen sa kina ehu aba tini mu aha ye nkanta e comment e be preach come preach the Lord will lift you and make you the next Bill Gates undim sa wonye Bill Gates utwe muta wonye Bill Gates kanokure dinokure. To speak out. It was never right to have a presidential convoy of 65 to 70 Land Cruisers. And it's fueled by this miserable country. And we had fathers in this country who could never say it. And Kufuor Drew is ranting, and it feels like a tire bank. Now, in me, I feel my start. It's good. It's good. It's good. I buy in Benny for Mon Topetu, Omon Tien Suka, Omon Tia Kaneaka, Omon Tedriane. Ministry of Agric supplies every government official, including DCs, MCs, Ediane. Internet, Omon Tubida. Clothing allowance, everything. It is a dying woman to your dying car. It is a dying woman. It is a police in the camp and say, 2,000. Bruce in the woman, matre. Na send a matre no cry or cassette. Omunko, a buying school, cry noir. Feeding fee. And I say, be a case come the back of school for a say. Ni 2000, no, what the man we Christo near 200 in your media. Nti aka 1800. So 1800, no, from four Sundays in now, when you acquire as well, bad, sorry. Now for the boon now, Bosumin now, for say 100 Ghana cities. I can 1700. 1700, I don't know, the be a case car, a quay dreamer. Ye 400 free more. I can say 1000. 300 and a day by the bonnet home. The DNA can now 400 for the whole month. I said, I'm going to say, and then I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to
say,
I'm Ujinakwa hunu wache upaka wenu mwinsim na wache uduju uka wenu mwinsim na wache Prozi ni pasu wache wabecho Wabecho we, wa touchlight we, wa triangle we, wa iwe wa spanner we, wa spanner we spanner no, we say 12, 10, 8, ye 14, ye 16 Aye biya be hun se 18 ni mwasa ha, yengo station Spanner hun station Ya kwa wase pake waha Yet you the beach now. You jaw no one, I hear me white uniform for an answer stop. Is it your lampo?
Hallelujah.
It is sad the way you know a common many pa in Surinia me deems be all as you have been saying, Norma. Make I say, baby, I'll close with this. You know, a person came here. We were sitting at the terrace. I didn't know there was no terrace. But sitting here, myself and few other pastors, it was a Friday upon Bible, and normally upon Bible, I wait and pray for people, interact with people, just like I normally do. It was we were doing that, no, I feel be our call, we just left with us. Suddenly, we heard the car had parked there at the entrance, and then Mitchell, someone checked, he said, oh my, two young men came up. And then they sat down. So, so for you, we're suffering. I'm small moment. They came and, you know, sat down. We didn't come on and say, yeah, this only could feel during this only deep for a person bumpy mine. And then suddenly they came with suitcases. And the suitcases was full of dollars. Dollars. Apparently they were carrying almost about $2 million. And then I said, this money is blood money. They said, yes, we know. We killed our master in Zambia. We a Bruni or Rane fleet of ships. Sika we or the Koto Petro. A good ship on him. And a Yakununi afa. Na me maybe Hunehuna and we'll be chile and say we're hanti abame or be bombaya. And so I asked two things to be done. I said, those days Inspector Tavia was here, now he's a super superintendent. I'm so my friend and mommy. Number two, and then I washed my hands and I said, I have no part in this bloody money. Almost said, yeah, per se you try a tight mouth. Sad time on a tight of $2.1 million is $210,000. Nanka woje tight we are tight and offerings and a coat together and to me 200 na me 100,000 offering kra ka ho a me nya hwe ti you know ti ka sabre no 300,000 me ken ye ka ye de ba ye kra petrol nim ka ye tu wi sie ni ade ene ye de ba
asem wei
me ka chire me nam fo bia was nanka was woje na asre bonifache. The only people I have not told these stories, you know, are very close people like people like that. I have never told them this story. But apart from that, I tell these upcoming people, I tell them this story. Ah, Papa, we are from Sonny, what's the original boss? Said the Boniface.
Will be a cool be, will be a tight.
No, a Yes, your men or Motamu Musika. Back to their car. Slap the doors. Skidded off. When Inspector Tavia got here, I had waited, I tried to hang them in. They were gone. Bibi Biswasem. Wanka bed. Sorry, me and Pong. Because you know who fear. Your two hands are on your heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Tumushe uradensa. Tumushe uradensa. Tumushe uradensa. To whosoever. Can you put Psalm 139 verse number 23 on the screen for us to pray with it and go home? Psalm 139 verse 23. Can you open your eyes and read us with me together? Ready, O God. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And the next verse, interestingly, says, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Your two hands are now on your heart. And that is our prayer topic tonight. Search me, O God. Shishe me mo. Se woody in a bonnet, I can in a comedy with me more. The Yifri Mimusia, see me menu, mapa. Yeah. If there is any evil way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Shada Korada Sade. And now tell the Holy Spirit to fill your heart. Unkrumkrumba will be more unipakuan tia semani humbiu. Believe for the Lord. Every day belongs to God. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. He holds the register. Put that song for them. And gives me peace, perfect peace. No man can love me as he has done. He shed his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. Jesus. Oh, what. puts my life. Jesus, the man of Calvary. Whether rain or shine, day or night, come on. Whether rain or shine, day or night, he's still the same. He holds the register of my life. Come on. He holds the register of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No man can love me as he has loved. He shed his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Whilst your two hands are on your heart, I want you to speak to your father about any request from now until December. So speak to the father. Remember to commit your family, your children, your husband, your fiancé, your fiance, your enterprise, your capital into the hands of the Lord. We need the grace and the help of the Lord. Come on for the next 1 minute. Yaturo kalia hovaranda kareskos. Pelando mrigadesh faraneka dakua. Siada da koro da gabando melekalush. Ah, Master. Kifa fada kadish. Ziada bada koro rodo manda rosparia ant. Jesus, my Lord. Di bada kadiboho. I got. Answer your people speedily, speedily, speedily. Answer your people. I want us to pray for the president of Ghana. For only 1 minute, I want you to lift up prayer for His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo, and we want to ask God to be His help. We want to pray for Ghana, even as we pray for the president. Clearly, we have come to a realization that we need power to deny what the Anudru, we need penance, what the Pim. And so we are asking, can you lift your voice and pray for the president and pray for Ghana? My God, come through, please. In the name of Jesus, deliver my president. Deliver my president. Deliver my president. Deliver my president from every entanglement. Give him the leadership grace to be a leader. Now I pray, deliver Ghana and heal our land. In Jesus' name. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You watched me on YouTube, on Facebook, and you want to give your life to Christ. You are here. And your sins are not forgiven. You want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the Book of Life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. I pray for your people and I'm asking for your mercy, grace on your hand. Be kind to us. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Young Man's Crusade have been pushed to the close of this month. And I'm going to still ask everybody who is here and everybody who is watching us that you cannot go to the field, but your support can go to the field. What I am receiving now, apart from going to the place, apart from, you know, taking the gospel, is also a dilapidated structure that needs a little touch up, so that when we get the souls for Christ, they can have a place at least to worship. And so, you know, our budget of 50,000 is pushed forward just a little bit, but I'm speaking to anybody who wants the gospel to go to villages like that are petitioning. Are you dominated? And we, breeding criminals, I am going to the hardcore. Can somebody be a support to take us there? And so nothing is small. See this in dollars, in pounds, in euros, in any currency where you are watching us. And any amount is not, you know, restricted at all. You know, last Tuesday when we finished, Kwesi and Samira sent us a seed to the field. We are amazed. We are amazed. Thank you. And so you're watching us and you are here and you want to be a support. I'm not mentioning any amount, anything at all that you want to do. The numbers are on your screen right now. And yes, last Sunday I saw two ladies came to me and brought two envelopes and said, this is for the crusade. And so we gave it to the finance people and said, this crusade money, please keep it and let's put it all together. Everybody who has given, I saw people send money into the church's account. We are grateful to all of you. Everybody who have sent us money since last week till now, thank you. God bless you. But we need a little bit more to be able to go. So this week we're going to go to Yaoma. I'm going to a market somewhere this week. And then we can be able to prepare ourselves well. I stand here to thank God for the life of Apostle Randy. As I'm speaking to you, he's a Sola in the north. And he's having a 3-day crusade at Sola to plant a church. I'm praying for you, Apostle. I'm praying for you. And it will not just be prayer. We are going to send you a seed. Because I know what it means to do a crusade, to hold a crusade. I know what it is. So we are sending you a seed as well to be able to support the work that you are doing. As I'm speaking to you, my father, Steve Mensah, Dr. Matthew Ashimolo, and Reverend Isto Danaba is at Angloga in a massive crusade. Even the old men are going to the fields. How much more young men? Oh, you can clap your hands. Please. Did they have asked me never to beg for money for crusade again? And many few people have also said, so today I'm not saying me pamocho why. I won't say that. I want your support. I want your support. Yeah. Because he sent us 5,000. With Samira, say Mfanku Crusade. Yeah. 5,000 Ghana cedis. We should take it to the crusade. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you. And any is not small. I pray over your sacrifices tonight. May the Lord continue to favor and bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pick up a seed and bring it to the altar. Father, I pray that your children will never lack. In Jesus' name, amen.
He holds my life, Jesus, the man of Calvary. When the rain on,
you can bring your offering to the altar.
Day of He holds my life, Jesus, the man of God. whether rain or shine, day or night, he's still. He holds the register and gives me peace. No man can love me, shed his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. Thank you. God bless you for coming. I love you. Good to see you, Prophet Atta and your dear wife. Thank you. The Lord bless you for coming. Thank you. It's an honor and a blessing and a joy. Somebody I saw also. If I forget, don't worry. The Lord bless you. Catch you all, God willing, tomorrow. Forest and Bible. Kesia. You can't miss it. The day I said the day is ministering, I took the microphone and I didn't give it to her. So the day will be ministering tomorrow. Tomorrow day, I won't go to the microphone at all. I just sit and enjoy myself. So don't miss tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock to 10. From there, we go back to work. I will be meeting all leaders, departmental leaders, all pastors, including everybody. In a meeting after the service upstairs. The Lord bless you. Your two hands are lifted. And for those of you who watched us, thank you. We love you. I catch you on radio in the morning. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.